This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau's analysis of how President Barack Obama's budget submission for the fiscal year 2016 will affect agriculture is in the early stages. But a news release from House Budget Committee Chair Tom Price of Maryland sums up the less than ideal aspects of the submission that are already apparent. A proposal that never balances and includes a $2.4 trillion spending increase, a $2.1 trillion tax increase, and adds $8.5 trillion to the national debt. A couple areas of the budget request and how agriculture would be affected include, in the tax category, it raises the top capital gains tax rate to 28% from the current 23.8% rate. The 23.8% rate now includes the 3.8% Medicare surtax. It repeals the stepped-up basis. It creates a new capital gains tax at death by treating inherited property as a transfer that would trigger the capital gains tax. It delays the tax for inherited small family-owned and operated businesses unless or until the assets are sold. It cuts the top corporate tax rate to 28% with a 25% effective rate for domestic manufacturing, but does not lower tax rates for sole proprietors, partnerships, or subchapter S corporations. It creates a threshold of $25 million for requiring farms and ranchers to shift to accrual accounting. It permanently extends Section 179 small business expensing at $500,000 and gives small businesses a permanent $1 million bonus depreciation. In the crop insurance arena, some cutbacks on prevented planting provisions are included, saving $1.4 billion over 10 years, and subsidies are cut, including those two companies, by $14.6 billion over 10 years. The president's budget submission is only the first step in the annual federal budget process. It establishes a marker but has no real force or leverage in Congress. Congress will spend the coming months crafting its version of the budget. Consumers are tiring of anti-GMO rhetoric. They want facts. You don't have to put those claims under the microscope to see how shaky the anti-GMO platform is. That's no surprise to those of us who know the benefits of GM products firsthand, of course. Now more than ever, it's a prime time for us to be sharing our stories about the environmental benefits of biotechnology and the safety of GM foods we feed to our own families without hesitation. Most crop farmers view crop insurance as the best risk management tool they have for protection against revenue loss. In his fiscal year 2016 budget proposal, President Barack Obama suggested an 18% cut to the crop insurance budget. Mary Kay Thatcher, AFBF's farm policy specialist, explained that the president suggested some premium reductions for revenue policies that have what's called the harvest price option. Thatcher said these cuts would represent additional costs for farmers. Thatcher believes that if the premium cost was 10% higher for farmers, that they would be buying down. For example, farmers buying coverage at 80% now would likely buy 65% to 75% coverage in the future. Agriculture and Natural Resources ranked number 5 on a list of highest-paying college degrees for 2015 compiled by USA Today using U.S. Census data. The projected annual starting salary for a graduate in this field is $51,220 with lifetime earnings of $2.6 million. Engineering, computer science, math and sciences, and business ranked ahead of agriculture on the list. The U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance has introduced How to Farm, a new video series that provide an up-close look at how four farmers tackle big jobs. Watch and share the videos, available online at fooddialogues.com, with friends, neighbors, and others in your community who are interested in learning how farmers produce food today. In a letter sent Wednesday to the chairs of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works and the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman thanked them for holding a joint hearing on the Waters of the U.S. rule proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers. Stallman wrote that he was pleased you are standing up for farmers and ranchers to shed light on this unprecedented expansion of the federal government's regulation of farm and ranch lands. From tracking your morning run to analyzing traffic patterns and urban growth, companies are using data tools to drive better performance. In the day of $3 to $4 corn, farm growth will occur from farmers using data and technology and using it as a competitive advantage against those farmers who don't embrace technology. With data driving today's economy, savvy farmers and companies are mining their data trends for trends and applying what they learn in real time. Know Your Environment, Legislative, Regulatory, and Political is the theme for the 2015 Illinois Farm Bureau Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference, scheduled for February 25th through 26th at the Crown Plaza in Springfield. With 2 days of general sessions and workshops, you will know your environment and how politics, regulators, and legislation affect your farm, along with timely information and tools you need to help advance the agenda of farmers and agriculture to protect your bottom line. GALC workshop sessions will focus on a number of issues including farm bill, local government, transportation, environment, and legislative issue updates. Also included this year will be a political track highlighting the challenges and opportunities in today's political environment. One of the keynote sessions will discuss the ever-growing role of the EPA and regulators on agriculture. Gary Basie is a principal attorney at OFW Law Firm in Washington, D.C., specializing in the Clean Water Act, Clean Air Act, National Environment Policy Act, and many other areas. Gary has worked on the inside of the EPA as its first chief of staff to the administrator and numerous roles for other federal agencies. He also contributes to the weekly Defending Agriculture blog. Again this year, you'll see firsthand what happens when hundreds of farmers just like you partner together on issues during the statewide legislative reception on Wednesday evening. The cost of the conference is $50 for Wednesday only, $30 for Thursday only, or $70 for both days. Registration is open, and you can register by contacting your County Farm Bureau office. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500 scholarship, one $1,000 scholarship, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2015-2016 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 20th, and any questions can be directed to 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.